Place. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Place. What is our place in the spectrum of things, in the scheme of events, in the time of times of which there is only the now? Our place, according to scientists, is here and now. Our place is here, in this present instant, in this now moment. And that's the only moment we can ever live. We attempt to think of ourselves in other places. We attempt to think of ourselves doing other things at other times. And there is no other time, and there is no other place. Now, we spoke that dreams get us the closest that we can possibly be to time, because dreams give us a nowness, an instantaneous activity, and we do not think of past or future in dreams. We think only in now. Some people have dreams in which they think of past and future, but those dreams are more awake dreams than they are asleep dreams. They are more dreams of development than they are dreams of reality or the isness or the nowness. Now, place has a similar type of position there. To be in a place means that we understand that there is a place. Now, if you get right down to it, the only place that there is the place that exists in you or in me. So we'll take me as the example here. The place exists in me, and I am every place, and I am no place, and I am one place, and I am all places. Now, that sounds like about as confusing a statement as you could ever make. But, in truth, place is whatever our thought is. And my thought is the place that I am. I'm sitting here at my computer, at my desk, with a recorder in my hand, and I'm talking about place. So, the place that I am is here. But now that is a physical place, a human place. What is our real place? Oh, there's a real place? Yes, there's a real place. What is our real place? Now, some people would like to say, I'd like to think my real place is in heaven, in paradise, in the ideal situation of who I really am. Now that's getting us closer. What is our ideal situation of what we really are? Our original purity and integrity. What is our original purity and integrity? That is the oneness as all. And you see, when we are the oneness as all, the all is boiled down into the oneness, and the all has no allness to it. It has only oneness to it. And when we are dwelling in concepts of oneness, then the only place that is the one. And it is not a place in the physical concept of things. It's a place in the eternal concepts of things. It's a place where we are aware of ourselves. Let's go back to the two words we said before, our original purity and integrity. The place is the site of our original purity and integrity. Now, where and what is our original purity and integrity? Well, it would seem to me that if our original purity and integrity is our reality, and if our original purity and integrity is such a wonderful, wonderful thing and place and so forth, if our original purity and integrity is so grand, then it certainly would demand a little bit of attention from us about it. As a homework assignment in our University of Healing, students are often asked to think about their original purity and integrity. How would you define your original purity and integrity? Where would you find it? What place would you find your original purity and integrity? And what time would you find in your original purity and integrity? Would it be limitless time or time without limit? You know? What would we think about these things? These are interesting concepts, and these are boggling concepts, but these are concepts that do go through our mind, each one, you too, from time to time. And though we shy away from it, though we are not too eager to go into it because it's so different from what we're normally thinking about, we ignore it. Now, the more that we are aware that we want to live in now, in this time moment, the more we are aware that we want to live in this place right where we are, and it is the greatest place that you could ever conceive of being, then we stop our worried and running and fretful looking around for something to excite us, something to amuse us, something to uplift us, something to give us something to go for on a daily basis. Our traveling the world and our going out for sports events and our going out looking in the outer for something that is in the inner. Nothing wrong with the outer, but let's learn to give a little more attention, and perhaps a lot more, to our search into the inner. Our moments of quietness, our moments of listening in our quiet place. Now, that's a nice place, isn't it? Our quiet place. Moments of listening in our quiet place. And we will find that there, that place will become aware to us. We'll become comfortable in that place. We'll become realizing that that place is the only place there is. And that's the place from which we have our home base, you might say, from which we step out into the world around us. That place in which we step out into the experiences that are going on around us. Quite unusual, isn't it? But that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's just what it's all about. So, think about it. Where is your laughing place? Where is your happy place? Where is your real place where you find yourself? You find who you really are and what you are. Take a look at it. Search it out and find it. And when you do, you'll be so happy because it's an exciting adventure. Come with me to my happy place. We'll do that more. But today, let's look at your happy place. And let's say, it is wonderful. Have a lovely day. Think on these things with me. It's a never-ending experience, but have fun and be yourself. I love you. I love you. I love you.